Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's David Stevens praises the miraculous feeling that even the simplest of luxuries can provide, especially when you're halfway through a trip around the world. Let's listen in.
When I hear my London colleagues speak of the wreck and ruin laid upon their body by their 12-hour economy flight from Tokyo or Los Angeles, I can't help but give a sideways glance. They don't know pain. They barely know the half of it. I have, in the last few years, punched my membership card to the Long Haul Economy Club a few times over, and we're talking long haul. In 2017, I moved from my home in suburban New Zealand to the often clouded bright lights of London. I was leaving behind family and friends, many of whom were planning weddings and other milestones, the kind it would pain me to not be present for, but I knew what I was getting myself into. My new process for popping home for dinner consisted of 24 hours in the air, and though there are plenty of carriers working to make those 24 hours as comfortable as possible, even the longest of long-haul dreamliners can't do the Auckland to London journey in one jump. So, a stopover in the middle is a necessary part of that pilgrimage too, with the majority of routes passing through the Asian continent. As such, I've seen a range of transit terminals, from Doha to Singapore, and on more than one occasion, Shanghai. This particular terminal presents its own series of challenges for the weary Western traveller, beyond the fact that you've just disembarked a half-day journey and you're still only halfway there. I remember reassuring my family the first time I transited through China. "Don't worry," I said, "I'll send you an update between flights." How naive I was. My messages home were halted by the Great Firewall of China, as were many of my mindless scrolling ventures. That small oversight made an 8-hour pit stop a fair amount more painful. Should I make a start learning Mandarin? How many laps of the most distant gate lounge can I make before I spark suspicion? Do I trust myself to take a nap in a quiet corner of the terminal and still make my flight? No, I do not. It wasn't until a later trip through Shanghai that I realised the fatal flaw of my first visit. Unbeknownst to me, some gate lounges, just one at this particular port, offer one-off entry to their gate lounge facilities for regular old, not-so-frequent flyers like myself. For a nominal fee, of course. I pre-booked my entry, and once through security, I made my way to the promised land. The escalator at gate 77 was my ascension. To enter, I only needed to flash my email confirmation to the angelic front desk worker. Is that St. Peter on his name tag? "Can I have a shower?" I asked, sounding something like some surprise house guest pushing the limits of their host's hospitality. "Of course," was the response, as a key was thrust in my hand and directions down the hall delivered. Now, there are showers, and then there are showers after 12 plus hours of stifled legroom and recycled air. I'd happily put the feeling I felt up against that achieved by the best spa treatment you've ever had, and I think I'd have you beat. I emerged from that bathroom a new man, and located the section of the buffet clearly aimed towards someone who shared my point of origin. "Cucumber sandwich? Yes, please. Cup of tea? Don't mind if I do." They saw me coming, for sure. I found a seat and there I remained until my gate was called. The perfectly adequate armchair I reclined in felt to me like floating on a freshly dry-cleaned cloud. I was aware now I was the one receiving the sideways glances, this time coming from briefcase-carrying, platinum card-wielding suit jackets. But did I care? No, I did not. I couldn't help but feel like I'd cheated the system somehow. Why don't those plebs on the ground floor do this? They must not be quite as cunning as I. The next leg flew by with relative ease, and I arrived seemingly more refreshed and conscious than ever before, which I'm sure my welcoming party appreciated as much as I did. I even managed to con my way back into the lounge on my return journey through Shanghai. I quickly flashed my well-expired confirmation email like an off-duty police officer. "We can't seem to find your name." "Oh, it must be a mistake. Do come in, sir. Would you like a key to the shower?" Oh, St. Peter, you read my mind.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to David Stevens for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.